that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Boy, that wheel is rolled around again. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you this still dark morning out here. Snowy. Spitting a little snow out there, Kyle. Did you notice that when you came in?
Nope.
Nope. Well, it was when I came in. Spitting a little bit this 21st day of December 2013. Boy, the calendar year's running down. But well, good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How are things down there in sunny, warm Colorado?
I don't know. You're talking to the wrong guy. You're talking about sunny, warm Colorado.
Yeah, it's cold down there, too. I got a text from my brother-in-law and said the weather showed 15 in Denver. And I said, it's about 72 where I'm at, sitting in front of the fireplace at 6 o'clock this morning. So nice and toasty in the house. But we welcome you, the remnant, to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And the Ramrod is traveling. And so we're going to open up the phone lines a little early and welcome on whoever wants to give a call in and have some comments. But we'll open up with prayer first. And Kyle, you want to open up with prayer for us this morning?
Oh God, my Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this morning, this day that you've given us. Lord, we just ask that we do well in serving you. We ask for your Holy Spirit guidance and direction. Ask you to be with our thoughts. Lord, we're supposed to have the mind of Christ, and we ask for you to help us have that mind. Lord, we ask for you to give us strength in these days to stand up against the wiles of the devil, Lord, and not take that mark that the church world out there fears so much, Lord. Let us have the mark of you on our hearts, on our foreheads, and on our hands. In other words, Lord, let us not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Let us speak of the word. Let us act upon the word. Increase our faith. Again, be with us and our families. Be with your remnant, Lord. And keep them next to you. Give them strength and comfort. Lord. Again, we thank you for the Son who died on the cross for us. And we ask, as Russell asked a few weeks ago, that you keep in mind the remembrance of him constantly on our minds and hearts. And we thank you this morning that we get to have fellowship with the brethren. In your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And amen. And, boy, lots going on in the world, as normal, just about anywhere you look. There's plenty to pray about, plenty to pray for, plenty to pray against, and plenty to be thankful for. I saw a headline this morning that, and you mentioning Russell, that sure made me be thankful that Russell came out of, you know, Russell got carjacked last week right in front of his place of business. And he had sent some text over, and we tried to put a few out for some prayers as well, but... he let us know they recovered his vehicle, but it shook him up pretty good bit, and as I can only imagine, I know I'd be shook up a pretty good bit. Somebody come and do whatever and steal your car. Saw a headline this morning that four were arrested in New Jersey carjacking execution of lawyer, and. Here it was not too long ago. I'm just looking for the date here. Sunday. Young man and his wife shopping. Walk out. No, they're lawyers in New Jersey. I'll give you that. Walk out to their Range Rover with their arms full of bags. And when he opens up the door, somebody puts a gun to his head and says, "Give me the keys." So he pushes the guy away. Bam, bam, bam. They just kill him point blank. Take his car. And
wife's standing there.
Wow. And I just saw this morning, but looking at it now, it says they've got four arrested, and they call them thugs.
Which, the attorney or the robbers?
the robbers. The robbers.
Oh.
Yeah. We have four in custody, they said. She would not provide details or elaborate. Now, what does that mean to you?
That means they don't want to rustle Jesse Jackson's feathers or
right.
Al Sharpton's feathers,
right.
So they
right.
keep that to themselves.
Now, I could be wrong. And I asked, Russell, and I asked him, I said, in different terminology, but I said, "What was the nationality of the person that got you?" And Russell said, "It was a white guy, no doubt about it." Okay, and that's because the Caucasian people—I mean, not all of Israel is Israel—but the Caucasian people, we know there's sons of hell out there. Pastor Peters taught us that, and if you've listened to more than one broadcast from this ministry over the last 20 years, you've heard it too. There are sons of hell out there. And the Bible clearly teaches that they're sons of hell. But we, as the Israelites, the Hebrew people, the Caucasian people that came from the Caucasus Mountains, the people of the Bible, we have I don't know what you'd call it, but we can be twofold more sons of hell.
Oh,
how about
yeah.
that? You know, we can be twice as bad as the sons of hell. There's no doubt about that. But I just bring this up for a couple reasons. One, just we give thanks that Russell's okay and that he came through his carjacking all right, and they've got the vehicle back, and
then it could have been a lot worse.
And then it could have been a lot worse. But also, when you see, we try to open up the eyes of the remnant, and when you see a news story where four thugs go to steal a vehicle in New Jersey, And when the man fights back, when the white man and his white wife fight back, bam, 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 they just get shot. And when they are arrested, no details
right.
or elaboration.
And you wouldn't
is done.
Jump to any conclusions if you didn't have history
right.
that proves that they hide.
This is the media's MO, modus operandi. Yeah. It's how they operate. And so just wanted to bring that up this morning. Phone line's ringing. Let's get the buttons pushed and go to the phone lines this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Hello, Richard.
Hey, good morning.
Kyle.
Hey, good morning.
Jason.
Good morning.
Oh. What do you think would have happened if that lawyer had his gun in his pocket, he'd have pulled it and shot him, he'd still be standing in his day, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but he's a good 30-year-old lawyer, or he was. You know, and that's what the justice system is for, is to take care of things like that. I bet his wife doesn't think that anymore.
Yeah, you're right, but it's the way that it'll be portrayed, you know, as it goes throughout the media and what have you.
If the media even cover it. And I only think that they put it on there because they showed a picture of the guy, and, I mean, a 30-year-old lawyer in New Jersey, you know. Anyway. Well, good morning, man. We didn't even pour you a cup of coffee. Man, forgive us.
They don't drink coffee down there.
Ah, yeah,
South.
They do. They drink.
I hear you.
I bet they drink that iced coffee down there. It's so hot. So.
No, I've never had the iced coffee, but I do not drink the warm tea. I will mention that. But I didn't want to change the subject, and I'm definitely very thankful that Mr. King, you know, came out unscathed, because that could have been a whole different outcome. And I thank the Lord for
That's
it.
Right, because you know, you think about it, you know Russell. And that guy caught Jack in his vehicle. Russell could have picked the man up and just threw him right into traffic. And the carjacker could have been killed and horribly mangled. And then
Russell would have been sued. And
man,
been
it would have been a big mess.
Business.
It would have been right. a big mess. And so, yeah, it is. It worked out better than it could have.
But
So what did you change the subject?
Yeah, go right ahead. Change the subject. This is Coffee with the Wranglers. It, you know, right out of left field, just bring it, you know.
Well, and this is I present this as a discussion topic because I don't claim to be the most knowledgeable or have the most insight, but last night I was listening to Jason and Tim on this program, and they got to talking about the Duck Dynasty thing, and I called in. And
some of us heard you.
Sir?
We heard you call in. Yeah, it was a good program.
Well, I was trying to make a point, but I don't think I really got my point across. And so anyway, I got mad while we were talking, so I kind of hushed up because I am growing up enough to know that you don't speak when you're angry. You think about it. You pray about it.
That's a good lesson to learn. Sometimes it's a little hard to learn, but...
Hey, but I'm working on it.
I hear you.
But anyway, there are some people with the opinion that, you know, well, we don't know who this guy is, and we can't really support him, and, you know, or his stand. And I understand that because you have to be suspicious. You've got to look at the whole picture. You got to
right.
weigh things out. But I've been out in the shop this morning working on saddle rack, and I was just thinking of kind of a parallel. And, you know, if you saw a guy that was out in the mall parking lot, go to the store you just had, and he's surrounded by guys, and he had his wife and children leaned up against the car behind him, and he was fighting these guys. Would you ask him who he was and what his life history was and say, well, I can't really help you because I don't know that you're, you know, my brother? No, I wouldn't. I'd go over there and try to help him protect his family and his wife from being under attack. And I'm not saying that that's a perfect representation of this, but you've got on national TV in front of more households than can be touched any other way. a man and his family that are on screen baptizing their grandchildren in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin so that they may receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you know how much pastor would have paid just to have the audio of that and it written on the screen?
Amen.
That is so invaluable. And you've got people that are portraying a close Christian family that sticks together, that's got each other's back. And they go to the Lord and they pray every TV show. And the point that I'm making with this is, I'm not taking up for them. I'm not saying that they're great people, but I am saying that I have been praying for a long time for our people's eyes to be open.
Absolutely.
Or the media establishment to be turned inside out and crushed and destroyed. And this is the first time I've ever seen this many people turn against the machine for any reason of opposition, much less would it be at the fact that they're, in their mind, standing up for Christianity. Do you see where I'm going with that? That's the point that I'm making. I'm not trying to stand testament to these people's character. I can't tell you what they're going to do next week, but I can tell you that we owe it to them to pray for them and to lift them up in prayer, that they don't turn, and that they do stand their ground, and that they are victorious in this thing.
Absolutely.
If you don't do that, it's because you're lacking in the faith to think that your God can do that with a bunch of camo wearing, bearded, silly people, that he can make a fool out of the biggest money making racket in the world.
I agree completely, Josh. I mean, that was part of why I prayed this morning, that we don't take that mark of the beast, that we don't cower down to the A&E networks or whoever it is that come against us, is because there's a man. I want him to be a man of God. I want so many people to be men of God, but that really doesn't enter. If I'm walking down the street and I'm seeing a woman getting raped, it isn't my thought, well, is she one of us or not?
Right.
I'm going to do my best to stop it, and if I don't, I'm going to feel guilty about not doing my best to stop it, you know? And that's why America is the way it is because people have turned their heads for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why homosexuality is the way it is today, is because at first, just a minority of people were promoting it, and the majority would just turn their head. And pretty soon the minority ain't the minority anymore.
Yeah.
The minority is the majority, because the children growing up, all they seen was their parents keep turning their head. Well, you know, God...
He can't help it.
God will take care of it when he wants to. And, you know, I don't have to do nothing. You know, if you have the Word of God implanted on your heart, there's just certain things that we're supposed to say and do and believe in. You know, I mean, actually believe in faith is there. But if we don't act upon that, you know, if we don't say what's on our minds... like Phil Robinson did, what kind of Christians are we anyway?
Yeah.
Haley and I were talking last night, and we know that we have the law of God on our heart. Our people do. And whenever they hear it come out of somebody like his mouth, I've got to believe that activates that law, and those people hold on to it and say, you know what, that's right. That is true.
That's right.
That's the stand that we should take.
Jason, comments?
No, I agree. I think that Josh hit it on the head when he said, you know, be suspicious. You know, that's you know, one of the first things we got to do. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you be suspicious. But here's a man of God. Last night after the broadcast, I know I looked up found some videos, wanted to find, you know, what their exact stand was on and, you know, how they did their baptism. And, Josh watched the videos, I watched the videos, and it was baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, so that you may receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I mean, you know, that tells you a lot right there. And if you don't stand up and say what the, you know, when he took a stand against the homosexuals, you know, and is not afraid to put that out, I'll tell you what, you know, if you don't back him, you know, you're no different than the rest of the world. You know, we're no...
you know, I mean, you're basically throwing them to the wolves, you know, and that's not right.
Amen. You know, I liken it to Gideon going and tearing down the altar. Now, he did it at night. Gideon did, you know, and homosexuality is one of the small g gods of today, one of the sins. It certainly is. Let's see if we can get another caller here on the line. Josh, stay on. I got you locked in there, and see if we can do this. Good morning. Thanks for calling Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Wranglers. This is Tom in Texas.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Hey, we got the big balmy 70 degrees here. It's raining, though. I think I can handle that as opposed to 10.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I was going to call in Jason's program last night. I had a little more than a mouthful that a call-in would give on Christmas, and I sent you that email on 91st Day and the 91st Day story,
yep.
Not a Christmas story. I was thinking, it was thinking more and more about that thing with the Robertsons. It kind of looks like it would be a beta test that they would to see if, you know, okay, you can come out and say this, and then to see if they can get them to apologize. Oh, we're sorry. We didn't want to offend the faggots.
Right. Well, that's what everybody else in
everybody
any
else
kind of TV show has ever done. You know, if they've...
If they've
you look at Paula Deen. Oh, Paula Deen said the word nigger when a nigger held a gun to her head and tried to rob her in a bank 25 years ago. And the media crucifies her. And what does she have to do? Oh, she has to apologize, and she does, and because that's the kind of person she is.
But you don't have to.
No, you don't have to. But she did, and that just shows you that is what the establishment wants. That's what that media wants. That's what the Antichrist want.
They want good slaves.
They want good slaves, and Phil Robertson, you know, you would think, and if you read the GQ article, and I saw part of it, and the link is two links from our website. You can go to the SFAW Newswire, and you can link on the main article, and then link again to the GQ article. And the person that wrote that GQ article is one of the most foul-mouthed, vile, but, you know, because it's F and this and GD and that, you know, and it all through the article. And then it's Phil talking about Jesus Christ. And
was
so
that in the article? I didn't read.
Oh, absolutely it is. And so, you know, if you look at that, now I guarantee it, well, I don't guarantee you, but my thought on it is that when the guy from GQ is riding around in the four-wheeler with Phil Robertson on their land and doing this and that, you think he's talking like that? You think when he's 14 miles from civilization out there in the woods in the swamp that he's saying GD and this and MF and that?
Well, not if Phil's who he
appears. Not if Phil's who he appears. Right,
yeah.
Right. And so, but once you get it back to the editing floor, oh, now the guy can write in, you know, whatever he wants. And anyway, I would say don't, you know, you can go to the Newswire, you can see some news links there, but you have to link off and leave the website to actually go to the other full articles to get that kind of stuff. But it's just filth that they put out, and that's how they have to do it. But I agree with you, man, and Josh, I think you hit it right on the nose, and Tom, I got your email this morning, and I think you're right on as well. Is that this man has stood up. He has brought Christianity into the homes of America, more so than I think anybody else has, or at least into more homes.
More than any of these preachers, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You see you see them as doers, not just hearers of the word, not just these, you know, God loves you, he wants you to be blessed, and you love everybody, not just that crock of, you know what, but
yeah.
You see, when you see it, now you see the good-natured slapstick comedy, almost like the old Three Stooges sometimes, if you watch their show, but what you see you see the families standing together. You don't, you know, there's no infighting. They're not sleeping with each other's wives. They're not cursing. They're not bringing cursing into your living room.
and you see them around the dinner table praying, giving thanks.
And they never take the Lord's name in vain.
They do not. They do not. That's, and you'll hear them.
That's the thing I've seen on television. I mean,
yeah,
I don't watch a lot of it, but that is definitely the... You're right. They're doers. They're not just
doers. That's right.
In their multi-million-dollar church, and they're all dressed up. And if we drain the oil out of Joel Osteen's hair, we'd have 50 cents a gallon gas.
Well, Tom, I appreciate the call. I don't want to cut you short, but I got two other callers here. We'll try to get on.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Tom. And hopefully we can get this to work here. See if we can get this caller on. Good morning. Thanks for calling into Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey,
good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
It's Kevin in Ohio. I haven't had TV in over 18 years. I like to say 20 now. I'm knocking so close. And a little bit I get about this controversy is I think if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck. And my take on it is, what are they doing on that that boob tube anyway, that indoctrination tube? Why aren't they spending their money somewhere? And I understand they're well-funded from their businesses to sponsor some other thing. Why aren't they at Scriptures for America or some other broadcasting platform? What are they doing? What goes on in between one of those programs? Do they have commercials for all the sordid drugs and sex things and everything else, or rotten food they try to push down or the dumbed down Americans? And why do they want to make a controversy out of Christ like this? I can't understand it. And what are their fruits? Where's the lucre in this?
Those are all great questions.
Hit another platform.
Yeah. Kevin, they are. They are. They're
great questions. And that's the whole suspicious part. You know, anybody who claims to be a Christian, anybody that comes up to you and claims to be a Christian, we have an obligation to the church, the body of Christ, mm-hmm. to judge that man by their fruits and see if they are who they are. You know? But sometimes it takes time because we've all been fooled. We've all been fooled, people that actually come to our own little church. I mean, we've been fooled by so many people. You know, so Kevin brings up great points. Uh-huh. But truth is truth, you know. What we know that we can't always know the intent of someone else's heart.
Right.
Right away.
Only God does.
Right away. We can in time. And in time we might find out that these guys are, you know, what, twofold more sons of hell working for the others. But that's later, you know. But before you sit down and you have them over to your house for dinner, these questions that Kevin's asking should be answered. And they don't. They don't know the food laws. But that, I didn't know the food laws for many years. I mean, at least I didn't know we were supposed to obey them. You know, I mean,
yeah.
And they don't. They sit down and they eat catfish and pork or whatever they do, you know. Mm-hmm. And
squirrel. They eat a lot of squirrels.
But hopefully someday they'll know the food laws. But
right.
But anyway, these are great points. They should be looked at, you know. But that doesn't take away with what, you know, what's going on. And we know the homosexual crowd is wrong. We know that without a doubt. You know.
Right.
So we know that them being up in arms because they actually called Phil actually called homosexuality a sin. We should be just like we're trying to do. Say, right. What is the problem? Country, you know what I mean, and that's where my thoughts is more or less is it's with the people, who actually think, man, Phil shouldn't have did that. You know, he's going to have to apologize. You know,
that's where the problem
because
is.
Because I'm not gonna meet Phil and shake his hand and say, come eat dinner at my house. I'm not in that position. Hopefully someday that would be great. You know, the more the merrier. But. What Kevin brings up is, you know, why are you there, and how did you get there, and all this all this stuff should be brought up and thought about. You know?
And Kevin, I guess the one fruits that that we are looking at in a positive light that seem to be good fruits, are that, you know, the people are seeing, if they watch the show, they do see prayer around the table, they do hear the words Jesus Christ, and not as a, you know, not in a curse. you know, those type things. Yeah, is it perfect? You know, is Phil Robertson perfect? Far from it. You know, he's not any more perfect than I am. You know,
amen.
But I know that I've read his testimony, and I've read some things that he said. You know, we were given this platform, and it's just a platform. And so, like Kyle said, time will tell. You know, just like it will for all of us. You know, we've had people that have sat on this very radio program that have fallen away. You know, but at the time, boy, they were on fire for the Lord.
Why'd they fall away? Because they never really were of us.
Yeah, you know? And so time will tell, Kevin. You, and like Kyle said, very good questions. Time will tell.
Amen, brother. I don't judge a man on his thoughts. I've never seen a television
sure
show.
The only thing you can be 100% sure on part of my is position God's is, word.
How much
I'm not 100%
sucked in over this controversy? How much does this raise their whatever ratings so that they have more viewers, more controversy? Well, and look what they're talking about. They're talking about our Lord just passing him around like a football. And why don't they sponsor something else, some other platform, with the money that they've acquired doing this? And who wants to? What is the platform when they go in and they film them at a dinner table saying the prayer? We don't know what happens later, and where if they have these resources and grounded in the Lord, why don't they just shut down their position on that program? Because it not only funds that one show, it funds all the programming for that outfit.
You're right. Well, you take something like A&E Network, who runs things on the Bible. I mean, they run shows programmed on the Bible, you know, and then they have a problem with a guy who speaks the Bible. I mean, what a joke that is, because the shows they run on the Bible they're all lies anyway. They're all indoctrinated people's interpretation of what the Bible means. You know what I mean? So consequently,
is that the outfit that had a black Samson or something like that? Is it?
Well, I don't know if that was on History or A&E, but they run stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So what? My point is, it's the television, it's the platform, it's the controversy. It's going to bring them more money. It's going to bring them all more advertising money and more decimation of our people. God bless you.
And it makes
man.
Sense to me that God can't use that then.
That's right. Hey, because Kevin, we're gonna.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, we're gonna try to get another caller in. Thanks for calling, brother.
Hey,
thank you.
Going there.
Yeah. Josh, you had a comment there, but Kevin was talking. You want to make that comment again? Sorry about that.
It makes sense to me, since that's an evil network, that God can't use that. That's outside of his realm of power.
Right. But is anything
God's realm of power?
Yeah, you know, you think about I mean, God had an ass speak, you know, and it's God who, you know, who'd have thought that, you know, that God could have hardened Pharaoh's heart the way he did. But he did.
Well, and you know, Jesus' own words was, it's not the well who needs saved; it's the sick.
It's the
you
sick.
Know? So I mean, and you can't use your liberty to sin.
Absolutely.
You know, but at the same time, you have to make judgment calls. You have to go with your convictions. You know, we were talking about that the other day, Richard. I mean, some people are convicted certain ways; some people are not. You know, some people boycott everything because they're convicted to.
Absolutely.
And
right.
We would be wrong to say, don't boycott them. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be wrong for me to do that, you know? But then again, other people are convicted in their heart, pricked in their heart by the Holy Spirit to do other things. You know, I mean, and just because one of us don't understand it or 100 of us don't understand it doesn't make it wrong.
Right.
You know?
Let's try to get back to the phone lines. Hey, caller, thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, guys. This is James from South Louisiana. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, James. Hey, let me pour you a cup of coffee, man. You held on there for so long. We've had some good callers this morning. What?
This is actually Shane with an S.
Shane from Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Shane?
All right, man. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing well.
I was going to chime in. I was going to start off on the discussion y'all was and maybe try to change up the subject a little bit. But the Robertsons, you know, I don't watch TV much. You know, I gave that up quite a few years ago. But the few times I have seen Duck Dynasty on TV, you know, I know that they adopted a little Negro grandson, so, you know, that kind of strike one against them, you know. And I will also watch the thing recently because all the hype about it, you know, and basically Phil was saying that, you know, they called him and said they were suspending him because he was saying Jesus on the air. And when he called, you know, the producers in Hollywood, they told him that it's because the Muslims were calling in. Well, if he believed that the Muslims were calling in and telling them to stop saying Jesus, we all know that's not true. We know who hates Jesus the most, you know. It's the Jews themselves that don't like it.
Yeah.
And did y'all see, they have a latest commercial out the Obama administration made with a campaign called Out to Enroll. And it's a kind of a Christmas gay-based theme where they got these half-naked and bikini gay men licking candy canes and hugging each other and looking at each other lewdly.
No, Shane, I can say praise the Lord. I have not seen that.
I haven't either.
And from your description, I don't want to.
Yeah, I almost yelled stop.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. No, I. You know, we did see some, and I think we brought it out a little while ago, a month or two ago, of Outreach Colorado or something did something like that, you know, and they show this this girl there, and, you know, she's like, ooh, I hope I can, you know, bed this big hunk, and now that I can get birth control from Obamacare, and it is this Obamacare that's appealing to the base side, to the sin side of the people today.
Yeah, people can't see that it's an abomination. You know, we really an abomination, not just an abomination.
Yeah.
You know, literally and figuratively. But we were before Obama, so, I mean.
Oh, yeah, we just got him because we deserved him.
Right. That's exactly right. And I was reading Hosea yesterday. You know, I read the whole all the chapters of Hosea, the whole book of Hosea. You know, we can't see prophecy and that coming through today, you know. And must really be blinded.
Yeah, you're right. For 2,000 years, that prophecy's been fulfilling.
Yep. I mean, and it keeps over and over, and we keep doing the same things and same things, you know.
Yep. Well, Shane, we sure appreciate the call.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Well, folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. The phone number, 307-745-5913. And still got Josh from way down south on here with us. And
you know, I'm glad you guys watch that video about their baptism, because we know that that's how you receive the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit.
Right.
Now, there's other ways to receive a more and greater measurement of the Spirit, and you can read about Paul laying his hands on people and them, you know, getting more of a measurement of it, a greater measurement. But for him to speak whatever he spoke, and I'm talking about Phil, you know, he was going with the freedom, the liberty that comes with the Spirit of God. I mean, that's the way I see it. People who speak on the Word of God and they don't back down, it's because of that Spirit. And 1 Peter 2:16, I ain't going to turn there, but it tells you to act as free men, you know. And in James 2:12, it tells you, so speak and so act, you know. And it's talking about that word that indwells upon you and the Spirit that dwells in you. That's our job. You know, so whether he's a phony or the real deal doesn't really enter into it until all of a sudden you're communing with him or fellowshipping with him. Then it gets to a different point there. You know, but right now, looking at it from a distant, and it might always be a distant, you have to go on what's the Spirit saying.
Right.
You know?
Right.
What's going on here? You know? And you can you can close it off. You can turn off everything and not hear the discussion and say, oh, they're both working for the same guy, the Satan or whatever. And I don't even blame you for doing that at a point. Mm-hmm. You know? But don't condemn don't be judgmental on those that are just sticking up for the Word of God, which is sticking up for Jesus Christ, is what
right.
it is. You know.
Well, you know, and it's like we're talking about two different things right now. I got a text here a minute ago. It says A&E, Amalekites and Edom, and you know, that's good
yep.
point. I mean,
yep.
it's like, and that's basically the way I look at that network. I mean, I don't watch TV very often, but I have seen a few things on A&E, and it just does seem like it's I mean, that pretty much describes what the network is. But then you look at, you know, what these comments were against the homosexuals, and when he referenced the Word of God, and when he fired back when was you know, questioned on it, and the way he fired back with Scripture, okay, are you for that or are you against it?
Right.
You know, it's pretty simple. Are you for the homosexuals or are you against the homosexuals? Are you going to be for somebody that's saying something against the homosexuals, or are you going to be against them? Are you, I mean,
right.
You know,
because it's a those are salvation issues. When you read 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, those are they are kept out of the kingdom.
And that was a boy. We got a Christmas tree light up over here on the phone lines. All three lines ringing up. You're absolutely right. It is, and what he put out to the readers of GQ.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you have to be about 100% everything about their show or anything.
Right,
but,
hey, right.
Are you against that homosexual death style,
or not?
Are you gonna come against somebody that's standing against them? I mean,
absolutely. The Book of Mark.
Know, that's what I remember when, you know, the pastor, he used to always talk about, oh, you know, people want, they want a man of God, and they want a man of God, and they want a preacher, man of God, but they sure as heck don't want to back, you know, somebody when they stand up and they take a stand on an issue, because, you know, they don't want to be part of it. They just want to stand off in the sidewise. And they'll always tell you, we need more men of God. We need more men of God. And when somebody takes a stand on something as a man of God, they don't want to back them. So,
that's right. That's right. I'd like to read from Mark. I asked Kyle earlier, and we found it here. It's in Mark 9, and it we'll start in verse 38. And this is New American Standard. And I know we got three callers. I know you can hear me. I hope you can. Just hold on if you can. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he was not following us." Now, does something like that apply here? Maybe. But Jesus said, "Do not hinder him. For there is no one who will perform a miracle in my name and be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For he who is not against us is for us. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because of your name as followers of Christ, truly I say to you, he will not lose his reward." And that was the scripture that came to mind. And I think it was mentioned earlier. I think that Pastor, at least on this aspect, Pastor Peters would have been pleased that you know, someone that sure seems to be, that's claiming the name of Jesus Christ, that is baptizing people in the name of Jesus Christ, that had an avenue to get that out, not from a church. Not from the, you know, the salvation issue didn't come from the synagogues in the days of Jesus. It didn't come from the churches. It came from a man that walking out in the wilderness. You know, it came from a John the Baptist who probably looked like these Duck Dynasty guys. You know, that's where salvation came from. That's where the path was laid down. The lights were shined on the path to true salvation was from this guy, you know, that probably looked like Uncle Si out there. And so, you know, tomorrow, who knows? But we do need to be praying that they will stand up, that they will be able to stand. You know, Jason, we may run 2 hours today. I don't know if that's something we could tell Todd to just keep the line open. I got three lines ringing here. Callers, we'll try to get to you. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Richard, hi.
Hey, good evening, Joe, or good morning.
Yeah, it just occurred to me. I'm not near my computer. Listening to you guys on the shortwave, you're coming in good. this family, they run a business, if I'm not mistaken. Have either of you men, any of you men, ever bothered to look up? Maybe they've got a website with a line of that they have a legitimate line. I never thought to do it. It just occurred to me now listening to you.
I'm not sure what you're saying. I mean, they have a website.
They sell duck calls.
They sell duck calls and everything else.
Yeah. So maybe we ought to just keep that in the back of our minds, and you know, if this does actually turn into a real brouhaha there.
There's more duck hunters in the state of Michigan than most countries have soldiers.
Well, I just thought I'd ask you guys to see if they are a legitimate duck.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah, they've been around for 25 years. So, hey, oh, Joe, thanks. Okay. We're gonna try to grab one of these other calls. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay, good.
All right. And caller, thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mike.
I got Mike, right? Nope, I guess we lost Mike. We'll go to the other line. Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling into Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, this is Dee from Oklahoma.
Good morning, Dee. Do they hunt ducks in Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. Turkeys. Turkeys are bigger, I think.
I've never shot a duck. I've never shot a turkey. I've gone. I just haven't had much success.
Yeah.
Good morning, Dee.
Ducks are good. The matriarch, I don't have cable, which, by the way, I would question you guys why you are paying money for cable with all the junk that's on there. But anyway, I just get the freebie.
Now, Dee, I think the four men that are on here don't.
Well, they were saying about watching A&E.
We've seen it a time or two, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
Well,
but,
I don't watch the show other than I see all the paraphernalia when you walk in Walmart or anything.
And to clear the ground, I have never watched an episode of it.
And,
I don't have satellite in my house.
There you go.
But I do know what's going on around me.
Yeah.
Whoever the matriarch, they call her, one of our local TV stations was interviewing her about food several weeks ago. And he was only supposed to ask her about food, and he asked her something personal, but it wasn't even anything bad. It was just something personal. And she got real rude with him and very elitist acting. And they even ran it for a while as a promo for their TV show, their news. So I would suspect that, it seems to me there's something in the Bible about the rich man. These are multimillionaire people, so not to put them down and judge them when I don't know them, and certainly, you know, what they said I support, but
that's all we're saying, Dee, is the man came out and he quoted the Bible and he said, you know, liars and homosexuals don't make it into the kingdom. It's called sin. That's what we support. That's what we support, you know.
And an enemy of my enemy is my friend. They're doing the Lord's
work. The guy from GQ, the writer, I think there were probably ulterior motives.
Oh, absolutely.
And there may have been even with this family, because they are multimillionaires. And they might be, say what they want people to say, because they do have an audience.
And time will tell. Absolutely, and time will tell.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing is
right.
What you said is time will tell.
Right. Hey, Dee, thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right.
So shall we not do anything but watch?
No, I don't think so. I think I think we should...
Do you have New American Standard?
I do have
New American
Standard.
Will you read James chapter 1, verses 21 through 25 there?
I would be glad to read James, if I can get there. James, that's New Testament, right?
It is. It's right after Hebrews.
Hebrews.
And I'll just say it right. You know, I'm one of those people that I guess... D judges my my whatever, because I pay for cable, you know. I haven't been convicted not to.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying that you should. I'm not saying you should, and probably you shouldn't, you know, especially if you're convicted not to. That isn't one of my convictions right now, and maybe someday it will be. Mm-hmm. But you know, we can't put our convictions on other people, you know. Hey, we can say, well, you know,
right, absolutely.
You know, you got a driver's license. Well, man, I judge you know, I'm starting to judge your character for having a Social Security, for having a bank account.
Yeah.
By those people that condone usury. I mean, we can go so far down the line with those things that it, you know, it takes away from the greater law.
Yeah.
Well, and there's different situations different people are in. You don't have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old.
No, in your house. In fact, I don't have any children in my house.
That's right.
But you can't even go there. You can't even start excusing you if what you do. It's like James 14 says at the very end of it. Whatever you do, do it in faith. You know, it's when you leave that. It's when all of a sudden you start doing stuff that you don't have faith in.
Right.
That you really know is wrong. Then you've got an issue. Go ahead.
Right. Where's it at?
James 1, 21 through 25. I'm not sure which verse it's
in. That's right. That's right. James 1, 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does.
This man, and I'm not saying this is Phil Robertson, but the man that fits this description in James 1, 21 through 25 will be blessed in what he does.
Right.
So we better be careful that we don't take something that God has blessed a man with and put it down.
Right. Does that mean he's perfect?
No.
Does that mean everything he does is perfect?
That don't even mean it fits this man.
Right, right.
But I know the man that this scripture does fit will be blessed. Now, how is he going to be blessed? Maybe he'll be blessed with a whole bunch of children and grandchildren. Maybe he'll be blessed with not ever being sick in his life.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll be blessed and his income will prosper as his soul prospers.
Right.
We don't know. But we do know one thing. We can't just, he's rich, he's done. You know, because a rich man, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich. There are rich people. I mean, the man who gave the tomb for Jesus Christ was a blessed man, and he did good with his blessing.
Yeah, he did.
Joseph of Arimathea.
Let's go back to the phone line, see if we get the right button here. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, this is Patricia.
Hey, good morning, Patricia.
Illinois.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and say that we've watched the show a few times. It seems to be a good family show to watch. They don't cuss. They don't show a bunch of skin. They don't show sex scenes. It's funny. The father, Phil, very humble man. I mean, they live in a trailer. So they drive nice cars, but they do still live in a trailer. To me, it's just they went after a white Christian family that talks about Jesus, and they have money before the show ever started. They were millionaires before then. So I just feel, you know, I understand we should be leery about it, and I do pray that they stick to their guns and don't bow to Baal just to keep their show. So
good points. I think that's our prayer as well.
They weren't always rich.
Well, they weren't,
They were poor.
They were.
Yeah.
They were. And, you know, Phil made that, he made that confession. He said, hey, you know, I grew up in the 60s. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. He said, but I turned my life around. I stopped doing that. I got married, turned to Christ. And that's what he shared. Patricia, thanks for the call. We'll try to get another call or two. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. This is Beverly from Pennsylvania. I just want to say thank you for all the work you do, and this is interesting. I don't have television, haven't had it for near 20 years, but very interesting. We just have to keep reading the Bible and praising the Lord that somebody is.
Yeah.
Even if they aren't, somebody is. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right. And got a text here. It says, this Phil controversy has stirred up this nation. Praise the Lord. How about that? Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
say, I just want to make a couple of points here. One is, I think Miss Kay kind of gets overlooked in all this big controversy, and the truth of the matter is, gentlemen, without a good woman at the house, when a man's out running around doing stuff he ought not to be doing, you know, you don't have a family without a good wife.
Amen. A good wife is a gift from the Lord, that's for sure.
And so are the children.
Amen.
And that's really, you know, those sheep people, the children of Israel, they have a tendency to wander around, you know, like lost sheep and get mixed up in all kinds of stupid stuff no matter what. And truth of the matter is, you know, that oldest boy they got, he doesn't even have a beard, so I guess he trims the corner of his beard and whatnot, but...
Oh, man, if he does... Oh, he breaks the law! Don't tell me he trims his beard. He breaks the law!
That's the thing about these people, the children of Israel. Get them on your team, and they can find a place to stick a knife in your back. Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
It does. Well, hey, caller, I got two other callers here. We're going to try to get them before the end. I appreciate the call.
I was going to say, man...
No, I appreciate the call there, though.
Up around the corner, the real issue is, who are the children of Israel?
Right, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot. And I might have disconnected another caller as well. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, this is Willis over in Southern Illinois, Patricia's father-in-law.
Yeah, good morning, Willis.
This morning. Hey, I just thought I'd make a real quick comment. One thing that issue is doing with that Duck Dynasty thing, and I think I might have seen the show one time at somebody else's house. I don't have cable, but anyway... You know, what it's doing is it's forcing people in their mind to make a decision whether it's right or wrong. And I praise God for that, because it's going to get some people off the fence, and it's forcing people to think about the issue. The more they bring it out, the more people are going to make a decision in their own minds whether it's right or wrong, whether or not God says it's right or wrong. They're going to have to look and force themselves to make a decision about it. That was my quick comment.
It's a good comment.
Yes. Hey, absolutely.
It reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah. When the angel of the Lord was telling Abraham, well, if you can find this many.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what took place. I don't know how they went about trying to find them. But there was somehow a search.
Seems like it.
And it got to, from 50 down to 10 or whatever? I mean, there was some type of search. Maybe it was just the Holy Spirit, you know, searching the hearts of the men. I don't know if they actually went and found, you know, I don't know how it took place. But I know there was a search, you know, and this might be part of that. Okay, let's find out. You know, like Moses said, who's with the Lord, you know?
Choose you this day.
Yeah.
And that's what it's coming down to. Absolutely. Willis, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, one more quick thing I saw on the news this morning, and that was the African country, Uganda, passed laws.
Yeah, I saw that.
To where, I don't know if you guys talked about that or not, but they passed laws here just this week where certain homosexual acts demand a life sentence in prison.
You know, Russia is doing that. Has the world not turned upside down again? You know, we're promoting sin, and Russia... Putin over there is saying no. Figure that one out.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's to shame us too. It is to our shame.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally different subject, but you know, a week or so back, I was watching an interview on PBS Channel 8 in our area. They were interviewing a journalist who was over in Syria for the last few years, who had been going around and interviewing some of these Islamists or Muslim groups, whatever they were, that are trying to overthrow Syria. And she made a comment, and of course they got away from it real quick, but she said that some of those groups over there that are trying to overthrow Syria, that the white Christians, they don't bother, they consider them to be people of the book, was her exact words. But the ones who are white and not Christians, those are the ones that they're going after. So I don't know how much news we get that's actually factual. And, of course, they got off that subject real quick. But I found that pretty interesting. I just thought I'd make a quick mention of it.
That is. Thanks a lot, Willis. We'll try to get one more caller here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
I've gotten disconnected.
Oh, sorry about that, Josh. I hit the wrong button. That was my fault. I did not mean to do it. And
I wanted to make one closing comment.
Yes.
It is not that I'm trying to hold up their character or in any way sell a t-shirt for Duck Nasty. My point is, how many more times today will the name Jesus be spoken in households throughout this country? And how many people have went to their Bible and read to see whether that scripture is true or not about God making a stand against homosexuals? And that is my point. The work has already been done.
Yeah.
And who they are and what they are is really of no regard. It's the fact that the Holy Spirit has done this work already, and it's answered a prayer.
Amen. Amen. Good point. Well, guys, we are out of time. We're probably off the air. I'm not sure, but thanks for tuning in with us this morning.
About a sharp-ass man.